My grandmother used to say, "Count your blessings, young man, just count them." So we gather together to count our blessings as a parish family as we celebrate the 133rd anniversary of this house of prayer for all people. Now, just to give you a little bit of perspective, in 1876, the year that this parish was organized, Custer made his last stand at Little Bighorn. Alexander Graham Bell patented the telephone, and Tom Sawyer was published. And I asked some of the people at the 7:45 Mass this morning, and they remembered all three events. That's not a true story. So we come together today, as we do every Lord's Day, to give thanks and praise to God, to whom alone we give the glory. And we give thanks for this marvelous community of faith and faithful who have prayed together, worked together, stood together, cried together, laughed together, eaten together for 133 years. A couple years back, someone stopped me in town and said, "St. James is such a beautiful church." And I said, "Yes, and the buildings are nice too." We need to remember that it is not the stones and brick and mortar which make the building holy, but rather the prayers and praises of God's people that have been offered in these walls these many years and in the two wooden buildings which preceded this one. And with Jacob, we can say, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. As we just sang in the sequence, how blessed is this place, O Lord, where you are worshiped and adored. In faith, we hear an altar raised to your great glory, God of praise. And we give thanks for the countless generations of Christians who worshiped in this place, their prayers rising to the divine majesty like the incense. We give thanks for priests faithful and true who have ministered at this altar and amongst whom I am unworthy to be numbered, priests and people together. But as important as the past is, the present and the future are even more so. Now, the church must always be renewed. This was the cry of the reformers of the 16th century, who went to excess, of course, but their battle cry, Ecclesia Semper Reformandi, is true. The church must always be renewed. And the Church of God is not a rest home for saints, but rather a hospital for sinners, sinners redeemed on their way to becoming saints. And it ought to be our prayer and our constant effort, both as people and parish, to be renewed, to ask God to pour upon us the same freshness of faith and vision, of unity, of commitment that our founders had. Ecclesia Semper Reformandi. Now, I once read of a guest preacher who was invited to preach at a parish of the Church of Scotland, which is a Presbyterian church. And he was told to arrive early in plenty of time, and when he arrived, he was taken into a small room where he was invited to meditate and pray in preparation for his sermon. And after some time, one of the elders came and took him to yet another room where all of the other elders were. And he was seated in the one vacant chair, and then each elder prayed for him. And only then did they go into the church. And the preacher was very deeply moved by all of this. And when it was time for the sermon, one of the elders escorted him to the huge pulpit, and just as he was about to mount the steps, the elder touched him on the arm and said, "Sir, we would see Jesus. We would see Jesus. And I would suggest that as we strain forward to what lies ahead, that text is an excellent vision statement. We would see Jesus. And that's why the Church of God, and that's why this parish exists. People want to see Jesus and would meet him in word proclaimed and sacraments faithfully ministered and in the Christian community gathered. And the best way that we can be faithful witnesses to the patrimony that we have received is to rediscover our first love that motivated the founders of this parish to begin the work of the kingdom here. Ecclesia Semper Reformandi. Again, as we sang here, let your sacred fire of old descend to kindle spirits cold, and may our prayers, when here we bend, like incense, sweet to you ascend. In this day and age, I believe that God is calling the church to wake up. We've been on coast for a few hundred years, perhaps a millennium. And God is seeking to rekindle and renew and refresh his church so that we can be effective witnesses of the gospel, the whole of the gospel, not just the bits we like, the whole of the gospel, for the whole church and for the whole world. And the church of which this building is a symbol is intended to be the place where the signs of the kingdom are most evident, where human beings are reconciled to one another and to God, where division is overcome, where love is proclaimed in word and deed, where justice is done, and where death is swallowed up in victory. And in a day and age where hatred abounds, where terror strikes, people need the gospel more than ever. And the whole world needs to see Jesus crucified, risen, ascended, glorified, to be challenged to choose to follow him, to enter into his obedience, to be a disciple, that is, one under discipline, to find in him real life, abundant life, resurrection life that never ends. Here let angelic spirits send their solemn praise with ours to blend and grant the vision inly given of this your house, the gate of heaven. Maybe we shouldn't be so much celebrating today, as important as that is, but today perhaps might be a day of solemn resolution, to resolve to be a renewed church, to resolve to be a learning church, adults and Christians growing in the knowledge, faith, and love of God. A worshiping church from which all else flows. I've told you before, the one lady at the Easter Vigil some years ago who came to me with eyes like this, and she said, "My goodness, you people take God seriously." But it all flows to and from the altar. Let us resolve to be an obedient church, a caring and sharing church with a passion of souls, and not only for ourselves, but for the sake of the whole world. And in your prayers today, will you pray that Jesus might be met and known and loved and worshiped and adored in this place until he returns at the end of time? Let us join in the words of the Nicene Creed in proclaiming our faith and the faith of all that have come before us.